Television now plays such an important role in so many people's life that it is essential for us to decide whether it is good or bad. First of all, television is not only a convenient source of entertainment, but also a rather cheap one. For a family of four, for example, it is more convenient as well as cheaper to sit comfortably at home than to go out. There is no transport to arrange. They don't have to pay for expensive seats at the theater or in the cinema. All they have to do is to turn a switch, and they can see plays and films of every kind, not to mention political discussions and the latest exciting football matches. Some people, however, say that this is just where the danger is. The TV viewer needs to do nothing. He doesn't even use his legs. He makes no choices. He is completely passive and has everything presented to him. TV informs us about current events, the latest developments in science and politics, and presents us with an endless series of programs. The most faraway countries and the strangest customs are brought into one's living room. Yet, here again, there is a danger. We gel to like watching TV so much that it begins to dominate our lives, and we don't have time to talk to each other and do other things. There are many arguments for and against TV. I think we must understand that TV, in itself, is neither good nor bad. TV is as good or as bad as we make it.